Great vision starts at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center at only $4.95 per eye. Call now for your free screening appointment. 214-328-0444.
First up from the hard line, Greg Williams, and a reoccurring theme for him is when he just kind of drifts off and forgets he's on the air. He had one of those moments this week as they're talking about Corby and his wife having their baby boy. Grego is, I guess, trying to
the very African-American named baby boy.
Well, I don't know about that, but Grego was trying to come up with, I guess, some country witticism here, and he couldn't really come up with the best phrase possible.
He said, excuse me, he's going to pop on tomorrow, but obviously his hands are full today.
Excellent.
Well, congratulations to the snake.
And I believe they were able to do it without going to the C-section. So she did it the other way.
Natural.
Yes.
Super. Super.
Said it was a difficult delivery, though, but everything's good.
Well, that's good.
Would you expect it to be smooth with him? Delivering a ball bearing.
What?
Wrapped around.
What?
A ball bearing.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Wrapped around with barbed wire.
That doesn't make sense.
It's pretty rough. That's all it is.
Maybe that doesn't make much sense.
Maybe we should talk cowboys and I should just shut up.
A ball bearing wrapped around with barbed wire.
I'm so confused.
I'm in such deep hypnosis now.
Maybe a bowling ball wrapped with barbed wire. That would be a difficult delivery,
yeah.
But a ball bearing.
Those things are really little. Would you even notice?
Don't worry about it. The good news is Corby and Julie
right,
had
let's
a baby.
That. Let's celebrate
that's good
that.
News.
And forget all about it.
A little sweet moment.
So there's Grego up for an emergency break of the week. All right.
By the way, they put a ban on Grego surfing the internet and watching TV during the show because he couldn't pay attention.
Back.
I wonder if they allow him to do that still.
Like a ball bearing with
ball bearing.
Okay,
with, wrapped
ball
around
bearing.
With barbed wire.
Well, wait, hold on, it's double jeopardy. Hold on.
Yeah, would the ball bearing be wrapped around the barbed wire?
Don't worry
or
about that.
Barbed wire. I don't know. All right. Candidate number two comes from the Dunham and Miller show.
I protest.
George Dunham, or is it Durham?
That's Dunham.
Oh, okay. Well, he's up for an e-break. All right, yesterday we got laughing really hard when we were talking to the Ticket Mouse. And before we hear how I yanked the e-break during one of our live spots, this is just an example of how hard we were laughing at the end of the Ticket Mouse bit yesterday.
Storm is getting the crap beat out of me.
And you couldn't stop it.
I couldn't stop it.
Because you're a mouse.
I was a mouse.
Still are.
Okay, guys, see y'all later.
Okay, so there's where we laugh, and then he gets hit with an anvil. And then when he says this at the end, I lost it again and couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard. Oh, he's breathing. I think he's okay.
Please. Jesus.
9:48. John Feinstein's next. Okay, so I had 30 seconds then to recover when it was time to do this, and this is where the e-break happens.
That's $375 worth of free programming, but you got to call this week.
Call 888-834-1999, and they guarantee that DVR.
God. You okay? Call 888-834-1999. Call Dan, the Dish Direct man. They've hooked us up at our homes.
I couldn't recover. I'm sorry for
what
the
were you giggling about specifically?
I don't know. Just the whole thing.
Death of a cute little mouse.
No,
yeah, like.
That. He was fine. He
he didn't sound fine at the end. I heard his final prayer. Please, Jesus.
I don't know. That laugh just got to me.
You're such a two-year-old.
I know. I am, and I apologize. I really am.
Apologize to the Dish Direct folks.
Yes, I'm sorry, Dan.
Apologize to
I'll
the
do better
family.
Next time. And to the Mouse's family.
Apologize to Jesus.
Candidate number three.
Ooh,
from Bad Radio.
Won't do that.
Whoa,
oh,
wow.
That's dicey.
No,
wow,
it's
man.
Just, it's, of course I do.
Someone thinks he's important in the world of broadcasting.
That was an odd one to ignore.
It's just tense. Just
why don't you apologize
Jesus
to him?
Into this whole
say,
thing.
I'm sorry.
Say, I'm sorry to
I'm
the Lord.
I'm sorry, Lord, for my behavior yesterday.
Okay.
I'm sorry. All right, candidate number three from Bad Radio. This is another reoccurring theme. Bad Radio attacking their producer. This is a long tradition on Bad Radio.
Worst job at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Bad Radio producer.
If you're a Bad Radio's producer, you are expected to do everything all the time right now. And they had a contest yesterday in conjunction with the Bill Guerin Show where you're supposed to be listening and then report back as to what costumes, I guess, they were dressed up at Halloween. Well, there was some confusion as how they were running the contest, and Dan McDowell, I am here to tell you, absolutely lost it.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys. Coming up next, Scott Shanley hops on with us.
Hey, wait. Don't we have to pay off? I'm sorry, I thought you wanted us to say that.
What?
What's the winner? What's the game?
You want me to play the audio now?
Oh, I'm playing audio? I'm sorry.
I'm ready to play the audio.
I thought you were just going to tell us the answer.
Bad Radio, a well-oiled machine.
No, we're not, but you just said in our ears we got the winner. We can't do a contest and
right,
not pay
I've got
off,
the
right?
winners and all right, that.
So what's the correct answer?
All right. Here we go. Here's the audio from yesterday, from Tuesday.
I don't want to hear the audio. Tell me the answer.
Why not? Why don't you want to hear it?
No, go to break.
Well, here are the winners.
No, go to break.
Hey, are you experiencing more allergies and cold symptoms?
All right, stop, George DeJohn. Tell me the freaking answer.
Red meat.
I am listening to the station. I am a P1.
What are you talking about?
I want the answer.
I put enslaved over a hot Enco to give you the audio of it.
Audio? Now it's going to waste 50 more seconds. I just tell me the answer. We would have bring the break 2 minutes ago.
All right, play the audio.
I don't want audio.
How did Halloween go?
I just want to tell me the answer, Gribble. You freaking moron. Why are you doing this? We got a guest standing by.
I'll tell you.
Why are you doing this to me?
Daisy Duke and Boss Hogg and the Guerins were McDonald's employees.
Why is he doing this? He's just trying to instigate me.
Yes, because you're so easy to instigate because you're not eating
meat. No, I'm not easy to instigate.
You've been on edge all week.
Shut up.
You really have.
You're the worst producer ever. I mean, you fake work. You worked real hard, put in this stuff in, and you walk around real fast like Costanza. But then you tell us something in our ear, and then you...
You gonna be all right?
I
you okay? All right.
Need Boy. Another?
That's,
I gotta go.
That's a tough thing, but,
What was the answer?
See you later.
More quality radio like that next on The Ticket.
Hey, are you...
Oh, my gosh.
Is it his lack of red meat that's making Dan McDowell go that crazy? Or is it the annoying traits of Tom Gribble that would drive anyone crazy?
Or is Dan just plain sorry?
Or is Dan sorry?
Come on, let's support teammates.
I like him accusing...
like Dan does?
Well, okay, just because he does wrong things doesn't mean we should.
I like him accusing Gribble of just walking around fast.
Like Costanza.
To make it look like he's doing something.
Hi, I'm Tony Dorsett. Most of you know me as a former running back for the Dallas Cowboys. I want to tell you about a man that gave me a life-changing gift, the gift of great vision, Dr. William Booth. If you want to experience your life in clarity, color, and in detail, make the call today to Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. Dr. Booth says, I'm the fastest man he's ever met. Well, he's the calmest man I've ever met. Talk about a perfectionist. It only takes a call to get the ball rolling for your great vision. 214-328-0444.